Robertson a little slow to react to the short corner. Grealish. And it's Kovacic. And it's steered into the net. And City have found a way through. And that is the hallmark of champions. John Stones dancing the length of the field. And Arsenal flat out on their feet.
Tell me more about your stress-free Sunday, Bills fans. Let me tell you. I have a theory for you here. Jeremy and Joe, good morning. It's Buffalo Bills Football Monday. I'm going to make a comparison. This maybe goes back to like 13 seconds and all this. Whatever. This is a September Premier League game. There's so much more stress in being ahead than there is in trailing.
In Premier League?
In sports. Think of all the times in your life that you might have, maybe it's never happened to you. During this, Arsenal's down to 10 men. They're playing the entire second half at City, up 2-1. I had to walk out of my house and walk around the street because I could not take the intensity of trying. Because you're nothing good can happen. This is the Sabres have a lead late. And, it's a five-minute major power play. You know what? I'm just going to turn the TV off for 5 minutes and turn it back on and see what happened. Because when you're – it's not the same. If you were down and you're trying to come back, you never turn away from that. That doesn't become too stressful where you can't watch, I don't think. It's when you're trying to protect a lead that – Joe, mentally, from a sports standpoint, I had so much stress from that game yesterday. It killed me trying to survive it. It was awful.
And then they blew it at the last second.
I mean, blew it. I might kinda punch you in your face
kinda,
for saying blew it.
Kind of did.
I might punch you.
You did 99.9% of the job.
That's right.
And then that last play, last sequence.
There's no such thing as blowing it when you're literally down a person for 57 minutes or whatever it was.
That is the one thing about soccer that is a little crazy is that you can have a 50-minute power play.
Right.
That's so what you take a penalty.
But imagine the Sabres are killing a penalty for an hour.
Right.
And
the entire game.
Until you're protecting a one-goal lead. I gotta go outside.
Hey, guys, Peyton Krebs took two penalties, so the last two periods you got to play with four men.
Yeah.
Good luck.
It's Bills Chiefs in the playoffs. You're up by six. Mahomes is going to get 11 chances at this. Anyway, it was stressful. It was fun. Sabres game was fun on Saturday. JJ the Turkey. JJ the Turkey scored three.
That's what
the Twins are calling.
Twins are calling
JJ the Turkey.
JJ the Turkey.
Give me that gobble gobble sound. Right?
Every time he scores a goal.
Every time Paterka scores. JJ the Turkey.
Did you say on Friday he's going to lead the team in goals?
Yes.
And then he scored a hat trick in the first preseason game?
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Don't you doubt JJ the Turkey. We're not calling his three-goal performances hat tricks. They're going to be turkeys, like bowling. JJ the Turkey.
Yeah.
Paul in Buffalo. Hey, Paul, good morning. Happy Bills Football Monday.
Oh, happy Football Monday, guys. If you're a Buffalonian aged 40 and above, I don't think you can ever see the Cowboys get beaten up enough. And in the last 2 weeks, I watched Alvin Kamara put it on him. And yesterday, I watched Lamar and Derrick Henry put it on him. And poor number 21 for the Cowboys, I don't know his name because he wasn't vertical long enough before Derrick Henry swatted him like a little fly. It is something to watch Henry run when guys you can tell just don't want to tackle him. And my question is, how might the Bills go about defending him? Do we have the requisite fast fellas to catch Lamar? And do we have the requisite big fellas to stop Derrick Henry? And last observation, non-contact injury, hasn't seen the ice since. Until I see him on the ice again, something's fishy with that Dalene injury. Guys, have a good show.
All right. Thanks, Paul. We'll see. They said it's a couple days. The thing with injuries, I mean, Chase Claypool was day-to-day. He's done.
And he
never came
again.
Back. So, who knows with the injury stuff. Dalene, they said he's going to be a couple days, not too serious. Well, all right. We'll see.
That Baltimore-Dallas game. Like, Baltimore deserved to win that football game. They were far and away the better team. Like, that score got close at the end, in part because Baltimore just does weird things, I guess, when they're up. I don't know what their problem is, but, I mean, the first three quarters, the Cowboys didn't look like they were in the same league as the Ravens. They allowed 250 yards of rushing.
Let's look at the Cowboys. They did Paul mentioned it. Kamara ran all over him.
Yeah.
Then the Ravens ran all over him. Can you think of anybody else that ran all over the Cowboys? The Bills.
The Bills, yeah.
Last year.
Yeah.
Ran all over their faces.
Yeah.
So Dallas has, whether it's a fatal flaw or whatever it is, but the Cowboys, man, I mean.
Jackson attempted 15 passes in that game. 12 of 15. He did run it 14 times, so they did employ him running. That's how the game ends, right? Like,
yep.
They have one series. They have one chance to get the ball back. And, like, one play. Lamar just up the middle, easy. Gets the first down.
One of the stats of the day for that game, we've kind of joked about Travis Kelce's retirement. Mark Andrews in that game.
Oh, my goodness.
Mark Andrews ran four routes.
And he was third in snaps amongst their tight ends.
Interesting.
Someone named, I believe, Charlie Kolar is a tight end of the Ravens that played more than Andrews did yesterday. By like a lot, like doubled him.
Yeah.
And then likely played every snap. He's got to just be hurt, right? He got a car accident in the preseason.
That's right.
Like maybe that's all that is. I don't know.
803-0550. We'll see. The Ravens, that's the next Bills opponent. That's on Sunday Night Football next week. That'll be a big game.
I did think a lot about Kincaid yesterday, though, it's a different point because those guys are older, right? Andrews and Kelce. But there's so many top tight ends around the league that are just not getting... Laporta got hurt yesterday, but there's so many top tight ends in the league that are just not getting what we thought they would. It was a bad day for McBride. He had been the one guy in Arizona that was getting some run. And... that is, like, I know Kincaid had four catches last week. I feel like they have not had one play yet in two games where Allen drops back to pass, scans the field, and who's he throwing it to? Dalton Kincaid. Every time Kincaid's touched the football, it's, we are going into this play, designing it to get it in Dalton Kincaid's hands. He is supposed to be more, I thought, of, everyone's running their routes, he finds that open space, Allen trusts him, the ball comes out and it goes to him. And that hasn't happened one time yet this year.
No, they had a play designed for Knox against Arizona early on.
Yep. So, like, I'm wanting, you said, like, Coleman earlier for this, and I agree with that too, but Kincaid is the one, like, I want to see that pop off because I think the Bills can get away with Coleman being every other game, every third game, inconsistent. I don't know if their ceiling as an offense can be top of the league if Kincaid's just not going to be the regular part of it.
Well, this is where there's probably an argument amongst Bills fans. I don't think we're the only ones having it. If you ask for a player to go off, they'll say everybody eats. Like it's this mantra. It's almost like a conversation about forced balance. Like sure, great, fine, throw it to everybody. The Bills have been doing that for 7 years. They've been doing it quite a bit. But I want to see my best players be difference makers. That's what's going to determine how good the Bills are, not how many different receivers Josh Allen can throw to. It's how good are the ones that he has, whether that's Coleman making a big difference. He made a big catch in the Arizona game. Or if it's Kincaid feasting on a team over the middle. Or Shakir, who's done that for the last, 6 months or whatever.
Well, he's important, too. Like, him being a top tight end in the league, to me, is important. Because week one, a lot of the film guys on Twitter broke this down. Kincaid was affecting other players. He was getting so much attention from the Cardinals, it made it easier on the other Bills receivers. And, hey, everyone was able to eat more because Kincaid was like a planet. He had defenders orbiting him the whole game. And if he's just a decent tight end, if he's pretty good, then everyone else's job on offense gets a little bit harder. To me, like, it might be really critical that he shows, and I still think he will, but shows, like, I'm a top tight end in this league. Like, you have to pay attention to me. You have to double cover because you can do that. How did Kelce do it over the years? How did Andrews do it when he was in his prime? He wasn't a superstar or, top tight end of all time. How did Andrews do it? He was the only weapon in Baltimore. He was just that good. You could bracket him. Go ahead. He's that good. He's still going to find his way to do it. I'd like to see Kincaid be a player that, go ahead, bracket him, double him. He's so good, he's still going to find a way to get involved.
One potential game script for tonight, if they do play a lot of man coverage, is Allen running. Because if they play a lot of man, well, then Mac Hollins, MVS, Coleman on the outside, he's been lining up on the outside. Like, they'll have to beat man coverage, and if nobody's open, that's where Allen has the opportunity to take off. So Allen's over-under on rushing yards is 31.5, Joe. I don't know if you like that.
31.5?
31.5 on Allen rushing yards.
You know, Sal's got me convinced on maybe a little Curtis Samuel over tonight. I don't know what that number is, though. I'll have to look. It can't be that high.
It's got to be pretty low, yeah.
Like under 20 yards?
Receiving?
Yeah, got to be.
Or rushing. You can get him rushing, too, if you want. Receiving for Curtis Samuel, I don't even have him listed.
Come on.
I don't.
Someone's got to have him listed.
Someone will. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550 on WGR.